Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, there are 3 weeks to go before voters in the UK go to the polls in the general election there. The Conservatives are trailing Labour in the polls, and their latest efforts to woo the electorate include a promise to cut taxes by £17 billion. Let's catch up now with developments there with LBC News reporter Henry Riley. Henry, let's start with the party manifestos. The Greens, as we speak, are launching their manifesto. Rishi Sunak, though, he's promised this sweeping range of tax cuts. How's he going to pay for that?
Well, good morning, Claire. As you say, the Green Party currently up on their feet at the moment. The two co-leaders, we had the Liberal Democrats on Monday, but the real sort of key event so far has been Rishi Sunak launching the Conservative manifesto. And what was slightly unusual is that we had essentially had the whole manifesto before it was announced. And so we were expecting a sort of further rabbit out of the hat, as it were, when it came to tax, perhaps something on inheritance tax. That's often something that plays well to the Conservative base. But we didn't have that. And the sort of big flagship, as far as Rishi Sunak was concerned, and certainly as far as the media reporting has been, were twofold. Firstly, on taxes, this idea, this ambition, as Rishi Sunak puts it, and the Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, to abolish national insurance altogether. This is a tax on income. Previously, it was at 12p in the pound in the UK. They've reduced it twice, currently at 8p in the pound. They want to reduce that further by 2p. So another income tax, national insurance tax, I should say, a cut promised by the Conservatives. When it comes to the self-employed, they also said that they would abolish it altogether. And then the other sort of announcement was with regards to housing. And the Conservatives are often given the accusation that they are not offering enough to younger people. And so Rishi Sunak trying to help out first-time buyers by introducing the Help to Buy scheme, reintroducing it to help people pay for houses with less of a deposit, and also exempting people from stamp duty when they buy their first home. So trying to appeal and trying to get those poll ratings, as you say, Claire, to slightly narrow.
But Henry, when it comes to balancing the books and paying for that £17 billion in tax cuts, I see they're looking at welfare savings and then a crackdown on tax avoidance. Is that going to bring in enough?
Yeah, well, certainly the jury's out on that. The IFS, the Institute for Fiscal Studies, certainly, who are very independent, by the way, they're not affiliated to any party, they believe that the jury's out on that and it's going to be rather more difficult. One of the other spending commitments by the Conservatives was that they would reduce consultants and how much they're paid across various quangos and across government. So clearly, I think some economists would suggest this is touching the sides rather than actually sort of amounting to enough money to pay for it. But of course, the accusation, Claire, is if you are talking openly about closing tax loopholes, well, many voters, many opposition politicians will say, well, why weren't these tax loopholes closed in the last 14 years while you've been in government? And so I think the patience of some of the electorate certainly wearing rather thin. Mm-hmm.
And of course, the direction of travel on welfare will also be very concerning for many people, I would assume.
Yes, quite. And I mean, we spoke a couple of months back when it came to the sort of first tranche of welfare cuts announced by the Conservatives. They want to make work pay, as they say. These tax cuts that we alluded to earlier are an incentive, as the Conservatives would see, to get people into work. They know that there is a problem in this country with regards to the long-term sick, people who are unfit for work currently. Of course, Labour and opposition parties argue that the way to do that is to fix the NHS, get people treated, whereas the trajectory of the Conservatives at the moment would suggest that many of these people are fit and proper to go back to work.
And then the Labour Party, we're going to hear from Keir Starmer on their manifesto tomorrow, is that right?
Yeah, and I mean, it's been fairly threadbare so far. All we know from Labour is that they want to give 16-year-olds the right to vote. Of course, currently the voting age in the UK is 18. We know there's been some internal Labour wranglings on that, but Keir Starmer, very keen to pursue it. We know the big sort of policy that's dominated media headlines has been with regards to VAT on private schools, that tax exemption that currently exists for fee-paying schools. Keir Starmer wants to reduce, and that's led to an almighty row with regards to class sizes, with regards to parents of private school pupils who are just about managing and who have it as a clear aspiration. And then we've had an announcement with regards nursery places, with regards banning energy drinks. So they've been sort of fairly sporadic policy ideas, I would suggest. Whereas tomorrow we're likely to hear the vision from, of course, if you're to believe the polls, the man who is really the front runner to replace Rishi Sunak as Prime Minister.
And the Green Party, as we said, they're still taking questions at their press conference to launch their manifesto. They want to levy hefty taxes on the wealthy.
That's right. We're just getting the details, as you say, at the moment. But this idea of a wealth tax, and I think the idea there, Claire, is really to try and capitalise on Labour. It's no secret that Sir Keir Starmer promised a sort of tranche of what some would dub socialist left-wing policies when he was running for leadership. But of course, since then has slightly rowed back. And as his argument is that because of COVID, because of the impact of Brexit, it's made it slightly more tricky. Of course, the Green Party suggesting that actually, Keir Starmer's using that as a sort of thing to hide behind. And actually, they would introduce a wealth tax. They'd put 50 to 70 billion pounds back into the NHS, which, I mean, if you do the maths, is quite a lot of money they'd have to put on income tax. I imagine it would have to rise substantially in order to pay for that. But yes, it'd be a 1p wealth tax on assets over 10 million pounds and 2% on over 1 billion. So expect there to be a mixed reaction to that.
All right. Now, I want to talk to you about what else is happening on the campaign trail, because Nigel Farage, of course, is in the thick of it since he decided to take over the leadership of Reform UK and also become a candidate in the election. And almost as soon as he announced that, he was whacked with a milkshake. But I see now he's been the target of someone else who was throwing items at him yesterday. And the foundation set up following the murder of the MP Joe Cox has expressed really serious concerns about this, saying it's an affront to democracy.
Yeah, that's right. And clearly what has happened to Nigel Farage in these cases has been completely unacceptable. He sadly is no stranger to these sorts of stunts. He was milkshaked, as if that is the correct term, a few years back, and obviously had a milkshake thrown in his face last week in the constituency he's standing in. And then yesterday he was out and about on a sort of battle bus, Reform Party battle bus, which is sort of open top, as you can imagine, as he sort of waves on to voters and some adoring fans. And some people who are slightly more sceptical, let's say. And sadly, one of those people who clearly is no fan of Mr. Farage. Well, I mean, it's important to say there are charges being brought. So without going into too many details, what appears from the video is that he is throwing something from a building site and from a sort of bin in there. Unclear what those objects are. But as you say, the Joe Cox Foundation, set up in memory and in honour of the late Joe Cox, former Labour MP for Batley and Spen, Jackie Smith, who is the chair of that organisation, former Labour Home Secretary, has been saying that actually these instances are obviously frightening for Mr. Farage, but they are also dangerous for democracy. Why would you want to put yourself forward for election if you're going to be treated in this way? And certainly there's a frustration with some opposition MPs, Claire, who vehemently disagree with Nigel Farage and say, actually, by doing this, what you're doing is legitimising him, shut him down during the debates rather than on the campaign trail with unacceptable activity.
Yeah, and I suppose there's caution really there, or there should be caution in terms of sharing and broadcasting videos of those attacks in case they lead to copycats, which I'm sure everybody needs to be mindful of. Henry, thank you so much for taking us through it all and bringing us the detail on the UK general election campaign. We're going to take a look at the EU election results, but across the rest of Europe. That's next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.